Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And he's about to take us to two relics of the mid-20th century, NASA in its heyday, the Vehicle Assembly Building, VAB, and the Deep Space Network. We begin with the booster, the VAB itself. What is it, Bob? What does it look like for people who've never been there?
Well, the VAB is this, I think most people in America know what the VAB, the Vehicle Assembly Building, is. It's that giant structure, square building that's near the launch pads at Cape Canaveral. It's used to assemble big rockets. They used it for the Saturn V. The Saturn V then got rolled out on a mobile launcher to the launch pad and launched. And they used it for the shuttle for something like, 30 years, where the shuttle was assembled inside the VAB, and then it was rolled out on a mobile launcher to the launch pad and launched. Well, the NASA is using the VAB to assemble the its SLS rocket, 7 years behind schedule and billions over budget. This week, momentarily, the SLS rocket, the first rocket that they hope to launch, is going to get rolled out of the VAB, and it's going to roll on the mobile launcher to its launch site. And hopefully in about 2 weeks they will launch. They won't launch it. They will do a wet dress rehearsal of the countdown. They will do a full countdown, loading fuel into the rocket, countdown to T-minus zero, and then shut it, stop everything. And that's a test to see that everything functions right in doing the countdown. And then they will roll the SLS back to the VAB to check everything out. And if everything checks out right, they hope to launch this rocket. They say tentatively now late May, but I'm predicting it'll be sometime in June, July. And so that's what's going on with the VAB. I want to point out that this is not the only big rocket on the launch pad right now. The two biggest rockets that have ever been built are presently both on launch pads because early this week, in a period of just a couple of hours, not the days that the SLS will take, in just a couple of hours, SpaceX stacked Super Heavy Starship rocket on its launch pad in Boca Chica. Now, they don't yet have permission to launch it, John, but they do have, fueling tests and tank tests with the full setup, including the Super Heavy booster. And so they put it on the launch pad, and I think Elon Musk is making a point. He had said he would be ready to launch this thing on its first test flight by the end of March, and they're putting it on the launch pad right now to show they can do it faster than NASA can do it with the SLS, and that they are ready to launch, that the only thing stopping them is the federal government. And so that they're both on the launch pad right now, and both are being tested and prepped, and both could be launching before the end of the summer, assuming the bureaucracy gets out of the way of SpaceX.
What is the Deep Space Network?
Now, this is the other relic from the 60s that you pointed out at the opening, John. The Deep Space Network is a network of satellite dishes worldwide that NASA has been using since the 60s to communicate with any spacecraft or probe that goes beyond Earth orbit. They used it to communicate with the Apollo astronauts. They use it for any moon mission. They use it for any planetary probe. Every Mars orbiter, all the images that I post as cool images, the rover data, is all picked up by the Deep Space Network of dishes. That network was desperately in need of a major upgrade and expansion over the last decade. NASA finally was able to get the money from Congress to do it about 5-6 years ago, and that upgrade has been ongoing now for a few years. The news that I've got on Behind the Black is that they have now announced the completion of the fourth of 6 planned new antennas, and this one came online at the Madrid site. And what they're doing is they're putting in new antennas at each of the 3 main sites that exist worldwide. And so that what this does is it gives them and more capacity to get more data down from the various rovers and landers and orbiters that are throughout the solar system exploring. It's also good.
I remember, Bob, that there are times when the Deep Space Network is backed up because there's so much information coming up for coming from probes. I remember that was around Pluto time when we had to wait for the photographs.
Yeah, well, that was the period of time, John, when they desperately wanted to do an upgrade and they'd been having trouble getting the funding from Congress. And so when New Horizons reached Pluto, that network was had a limitations. And it's been slowly improving the situation. Even now, images from the two rovers on Mars, Perseverance and Ingenuity, I can see, Perseverance and Curiosity, I can see by the numbers of images from both that they play a dance with each other. Because they can't take the full number of images they want from each every day because the limitations of the Deep Space Network. This new antenna will help solve that problem, John.
Long March 5B, which was a correction of the underpowered Long March 5. This is China's non-transparent space program. When they launched the Long March 5B, they drop it to Earth, they know not where. So now they're testing a rocket engine. Is this also going to drop to Earth, they know not where?
That's the big question. I don't know for sure, but it appears to me that China is testing a upgraded rocket engine for the core stage of the Long March 5B. Previous launches of the 5B, the core stage, the engine wasn't restartable. So once it got its payload into orbit, that core stage would tumble and come to Earth wherever, as you say, not where. And it was a threat because it would hit the ground. And it was bad PR for China, very bad PR. Well, they got two more launches scheduled for this year, bringing new modules to their space station. And I think what they're doing is they're developing a new engine for the Long March 5. They've done a static test of it. It was a success. If that engine is restartable, they will solve this problem. And I hope they do, because until they do, they are in violation of the Outer Space Treaty, and they show themselves to be a rogue nation, John.
And finally, launching a rocket with atomic weapons? What?
Yes. This is an idea that Freeman Dyson and others proposed in the 50s, the idea of using atomic explosions to push a rocket upward, a spacecraft upward. And it's been reintroduced many times. The political issues are always going to be a problem here. I think this is something that will be used in space, but to lift something from the surface using atomic explosions, I don't think anyone will agree.
There's something Jules Verne about it, launching a cabin filled with our intrepid volunteers to the moon with a vast explosion of some super dynamite. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.